We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're continuing our conversation with guests from Fort Riley. Up next, the topic is the Big Red One, Year of Family Dimensions of Strength. Sergeant Major Stephanie Rodriguez is going to be joining us to talk about that. Sergeant Major Rodriguez, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we've been talking a little bit about the Big Red One Year of Family, recognizing some different strengths here this year. What dimension of strength are you working with, and what does that concentrate on?
So for the Big Red One Year of Family, I am actually the family dimension of strength lead. And so in that aspect, when we look at the different dimensions of strength, family being one, emotional, physical, spiritual, and social, I think to put everything into perspective, when you get to the family dimension, it's really just a matter of showing the value and esteem that we hold for our families and showing them the appreciation that we have for their support. And with that, when I say family, I don't necessarily just mean a nuclear style family, but more so the family you choose, friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, to include an extended family.
Okay. So if I was a soldier with a family or even a single soldier, how could I get involved in more in the family strength aspect of the Year of Family?
So I think the best way to get involved with this, with the family strength for the Year of Family, is really to stay in the know. We have brigade and battalion representatives within each unit that can provide a level of information to the soldiers. And then for the families themselves, definitely get involved with your family readiness groups. We have multiple events planned and multiple things happening within the community. And I think if you put yourself out there and want to know, there are endless resources in order to answer those questions.
Okay. I know when we had someone on talking about this last month, they mentioned a bunch of activities that are coming up. I imagine you've got some activities, events planned for this year. Can you talk about that?
We do, yes. Coming up in April through the Red Cross, we have some reintegration classes for children. And essentially, that'll focus on reengaging the family that's been deployed with their children and how to cope with those areas or just the newness of having a family member back in. We also have some foundational days coming up. We have newcomers welcomes for spouses held through ACS, and they're the last Thursdays of the month. And then really for the family, what I would love to highlight is that quarterly, we're going to be recognizing families from each brigade just to show them how impactful they are and how important it is to have a family unit. And again, it's not necessarily the local family. It could be the family that you choose. It could be mother, father, grandparent, etc. So I think it's really important to show this line of effort as far as recognizing families, because I think sometimes they don't understand how much soldiers appreciate their support.
And that can probably go a long way for people, because as you mentioned, moving around a little bit, that takes a toll on folks, the mental health and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what specifically would you like soldiers and their families to know about the family strength dimension of your family?
Well, the biggest thing I'd like families and soldiers to know about the family dimension of strength, and, you know, I've kind of touched on it quite a few times thus far, is it's not necessarily the family that you have present with you. I think when it comes to especially single soldiers, sometimes they'll get to an installation and, oh, well, I don't need to be a part of this because I don't necessarily have family. And it's completely not the case. In my experience, you know, I do have an adult son with me currently going to college. And I kind of try to keep him abreast of everything that's going on within my work life, within the different events that we have, to include, you know, Warrior Zone opportunities and different areas and outlets for him to utilize. But I also call my parents very frequently. And I think it's important that we understand that although some of us don't have families here in the present place with us, we always have something or an outlet that we have available. And I think it's really important to recognize that aspect of the family as well.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, there's all these dimensions. We've talked about physical, emotional, the family, social, spiritual. I mean, these all kind of intermingle here. And so it's so important to keep the focus. What's been the feedback like there on post? Are you getting a lot of interaction with folks?
So far, we have, I would say, new interactions, if not weekly, definitely daily. We get family members that they'll tune into something and they have their interest sparked. And a lot of the ideas for the events that come up, a lot of those ideas come from the families.
Okay. Are there any, agencies on Fort Riley that are assisting you with the family strength aspect of this program? And if so, how?
You know, I could literally put every agency on Fort Riley in a general aspect and say that everyone is helping out. You know, this is to include the USO, ACS, MWR, and the Red Cross. And that's just to name a few. And really, these agencies in total are here and available for both the soldiers and the families. And so it's important that the families know that they have resources to go to also beyond just the soldier.
Okay. And those resources can probably vary from person to person, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They provide a number of different things, and it's really just a matter of seeking the information.
Okay. Good enough. Sergeant Major, can you give us a little background on how long you've been at Fort Riley?
So I came to Fort Riley in August. So just about eight-ish months now. And, you know, for me, I love Fort Riley. I love the area. I love being in the surrounding area when it comes to both Junction City and Manhattan. I think both the communities are great. And me and my son just like to get out of our house. So any moments that we can get out, either go to a trail, or go to a restaurant, or something that we can just do together and enjoy our time, we definitely seek any opportunity we can.
Sounds good. Where are you at in your career? Where else have you been before Fort Riley?
Oh, wow. I have been to Fort Irwin, California. Okay. I've been to Fort Bliss, Texas. I've been to Fort Hood, Texas numerous times. Been to Germany a few times. Have been stationed in Korea as well. So pretty much been everywhere, yeah, overseas and stateside.
Okay. Well, and so snow's nothing new to you then. You're used to the snow.
It's not.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with it.
All good. And it's good thing you have your son with you, and we're glad to learn a little bit more, because family is so important, especially in all the travels you do. If people want more information, how can they get a hold of you?
So I am heavily involved in everything You're a Family, especially with regard to the events we have coming up for honoring and recognizing our families. And I think really the best way to get a hold of anybody or even seeking information is via the social media outlets. OneID, Big Red One Year of the Family, hashtag One Family. It's posted everywhere and anywhere. So if you see a billboard, you'll see lit up signs, or to include signs posted on the buildings. So definitely get involved via social media. And if there's any questions, engage those resources.
Okay, good enough. Well, Sergeant Major Rodriguez, it was good meeting you here, and wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right, thank you. That's going to wrap up our segments here with Fort Riley. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking with the Manhattan Housing Authority up next. Aaron Estabrook, Brad Clausen, and a special guest coming in studio here at News Radio KMAN.